thank you, God, that you've quickened us today. We realize, hallelujah, by your grace, we are that goodly pearl that you sold all that you had to seek. And Lord, thank you that he that has found a wife has found a good thing. Lord, thank you that we can be that to you, a readied wife. Lord, a bride, hallelujah, that's abiding, rejoicing, thankful. God, just confident only in that beautiful bridegroom's love. Not confident in anything of ourselves, but in the faithfulness of the beloved bridegroom. The one who said, I'll perform the good work which I've begun. And you put this good work of believing your bridal message in us, Lord God. And you've promised. It's impossible for you to lie. And we just stand on the promises of God. And we know that we commit this to you. And we know that you will accomplish it because we're the thing that you sent it to. That's your word, and we stand on it, and we believe it, and we rejoice in it, Lord God. And praise the Lord, we're not ashamed of this gospel. And not that we've already attained or apprehended. I thank the Lord for it. We're running. And we're running with full purpose because we're confident in the grace, praise God, that will finish this race to win in us with a full joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. I thank the Lord for a precious phone call I received this week, particularly from a sweet brother. I tell you, I never really hear from him, such a meek, precious vessel. But I thank God to see that wondrous work of God's divine, fully purpose in his life and in his family's life. But today we're going to touch on Genesis 24. So we'll be heading there, but I want you to turn over to Colossians chapter 1 to begin with. But as we begin this morning in Genesis 24, this is the story of the bride for Isaac. And we thank God for it. And what an incredible encouragement that we have in so many different ways from this precious story. But so prominent in this story that we receive with absolute evidence is the need, the vital need, for the infilling, the fullness, and the leading of the Holy Ghost. You can't dispute it. It's very clear. We need this leading if we ever have a thought that we are going to end up in the bridegroom's arms. It must be. This story that we will get into today is about a father. And that father's name is Abraham. And he desires that his son will be married. But he's not desiring that his son is just going to be married to anyone. So Abraham, being old, has a servant that he sends out to retrieve this bride for his son. And Abraham, being the father and the type of the father God that we have, is fully confident in the success of that servant to bring back a bride for his son. And where he specifically sends that servant is not out to the world. He doesn't just send the servant out there and say, go find her. He sends her back specific, sends that servant specifically back to a city where his family is, where the people of God are. And from the people of God is where he's going to find and take and meet that bridal one who will listen to the message of the servant, who will listen to the message of the Holy Ghost, receive it, praise God, and then return as the readied wife for his son. Now, brothers and sisters, that's why the bridal message, Paul's gospel, this mystery hidden, was not sent to the world. And we read this in Colossians chapter 1, verse 25. This message, this mystery, praise God, was given to the apostle Paul. He was the one that was given this dispensation. There's many wonderful epistles that it says this same thing in. But I love how direct it says it for what our purpose in the Lord is today and where he has us. But in verse 25, Paul says, Whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation. The dispensation, meaning he's the overseer of God, which is given to me for you. It was specifically given to Paul. Paul was the overseer of this message. The disciples were amongst at that time. They had that wonderful message of salvation. They would even go out and give messages for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. But Paul was given the message of bridal truth. How do we know this? What was this dispensation? It was given to me for you to do one thing, and that was to fulfill the word of God. What a statement. What was given to Paul completed the word of God. What and who is the word of God? It's Jesus. What was given to Paul completes and fulfills Jesus. There is something, praise the Lord, that was given at this time that was the fulfillment, the crowning, the completing of Christ. And that's for him, our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to have his bride, to have his wife. Jesus sits at the right hand of God right now. I read recently again, someone sent me a note, all this good that people are doing, the Great Commission. I'm so sad to hear that when Christians say that. That's absolutely incorrect. We are not in the time of the Great Commission. The Great Commission, it is very well and fully known and described in the Word of God. It is when Christ Jesus will be on the throne as God. That will be during the millennial time. Christ Jesus is at the right hand of God. And he's not going to take the throne as God until he has his fulfillment, this completion, praise God, of the word of God, which is his bride, his wife, his queen. And then that crowning, yes, she is the glory of the man. That crowning, glorified together, they will take the throne together. Praise the Lord. Know your Bibles, read the Word of God. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful you know the Word of God? It's just the Holy Ghost that'll minister this to you. It's the Word of God. Don't take it from a denomination. Don't even take it from your family. Take it from the Holy Ghost revealing the Word of God. It's here. This isn't a concocted story. You can go line upon line and precept upon precept and you go, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. My goodness, that's exactly what it is. It isn't anything else. It is a mark for a prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's to win Christ. It's not just to compete. It's not just to show up. This is the final heat by the grace of God, and he's called you to win him. He's enabled you to win him. And the only one that will make that excuse is denying what's already been given to you. The Word of God says, you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You have been. I mean, he lets it be known in many different ways. That's one of the most direct ways he could ever give to you everything in one concise statement. I've blessed you with all spiritual heavens, all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Praise God. Let's go on. So he says here, wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, to complete Jesus. And what is that? The mystery. The mystery. The mystery. The mystery. We know this mystery. My goodness, this is, Paul's writing this AD 64. All right? It was maybe 31 years ago, somewhere around there, 30 years ago, whatever. That's Jesus, he died on the cross. Those disciples had been out there giving the salvation message. This isn't about salvation. Salvation was never a mystery. Salvation was right there. Abel, bring me the lamb. That blood's always been there. It wasn't a mystery that we're going to heaven. Christ Jesus himself said, I go to prepare a mansion for you 30 years earlier. Think. That the Holy Ghost turned the thinker, the knower on. Just read the Word of God for what it is. So this was hidden. It was a mystery. We know it was given to Paul. It was given to him for us to complete Jesus, the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations. So in case you're just saying ages, generation, that's bringing in peoples, God's people. It was hidden from them. In the Old Testament, it said even about different ones, they wanted to see more in the types and shadows of what was going on. Daniel was the one that was so specific. Daniel was writing all of that prophecy of what God had shown him. God shuts up the book and Daniel starts weeping because he wants to see more. But it wasn't meant for him. That mystery, that hidden, all of those things was not for that purpose. But oh my, the things that Daniel and all those other prophets, who did they write those things for? For us. All of that was written for us. God is that gracious. God's grace is that glorious. And God help us to honor him. And you know how you honor him? Believe him. And believe this magnificence of grace that he has called you and he has chosen you. God help us to truly lay hold of that. Whether it's just the unbelief of all whatever that you said, or the unbelief of even saying, well, I'm not worthy. Well, sure, you're not worthy, but he's made you worthy. So get over your unworthy, because all you're doing is trying to just bring sympathy to yourself, and get over that. Thank God. Thank God exactly how you are and who you are and how you got here today. You think we can? Well, that guy had an easier journey over to pew 4, seat 6. No, I didn't. It wasn't an easy journey for any of us. But for all of us, there is one qualifier. But God. But God, but God, but God, who is rich in mercy. Mercy brought you here. Mercy always brings you here. Always. Even after you love him for his mercy, you grow in it and you just love him more for mercy. And if you're not loving him more for mercy in your life, you're not receiving this. You're just not. And you're going to come up short of finishing with full joy. Because only that love of his mercy and his grace will ever give you the full joy that's going to marry the Lamb of God. It ain't going to be a shred of what you brought. It ain't going to be anything that you could bring in your strength or your faithfulness. Just get it over with today and say, thank you, Jesus. I have no faithfulness. I don't. You say, well, how are you preaching? By the grace of God. How are you going on? By the grace of God. I'm delirious in the grace of God. I'm just telling you. Totally. Totally. Thank you, Jesus. So here he goes, and he says, wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now, right now, is made manifest to his saints. This mystery was not made manifest to the world. Jesus brought salvation to the world. You understand that? Yes, he did. He came to save the lost. His blood was for the sinner. Nobody started saved. We were all dead in our trespasses and sin. Amen? Come on. Amen. It's okay. Amen. Not asking for it, but should be there. Amen. So he gave us that. And that's what he gave. He died for the sin of the world. Amen? All of it. Praise God. So we know that that's what he did, and he brought that to the sinner. He brought that to the world. But what about this mystery? Did it say he brought it and made it known to the world, or did he made it known to his saints? So it's not just pretty clear, sis. Amen. I appreciate that. You're being kind. It's bluntly and evidently clear. There's no other interpretation. Don't you twist the word of God. That high calling message, the bridal message, is not going to just be received by the world. It's going to be received by someone who is born again. Has to be. Can't be any other way. So here, praise the Lord, we're going to go back to Genesis 24 and begin. Because what we see here is this bridal message was sent to the saints, believers. Amen? And that bride for Jesus is going to be a part or a small part of the church, not the entire church. Now, so the father in this story of Genesis 24, he sends his servant to get this bride for his son, just as the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, sent the Holy Ghost at Pentecost to tell us all truth and shed the love of God abroad in our hearts so we could come into first love with a bridegroom. It's exactly the same. We need this. And today, by the grace of God, what we're going to focus on, and that was that precious call, is why this time, this precious woman who went down to this well, her name's Rebecca, why this time, from all of the other times she went to the well, why was it different this time? We're going to start reading from verse 10 of chapter 24. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed. This was Abraham's servant. For all the goods of the master were in his hands. And he arose, and notice that everything was there. When the Holy Ghost comes and he's bringing you that truth, it's everything. There ain't anything held back. It's all there. And he went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. This is where Abraham's people were. Abraham was in Canaan. He wasn't going to find a bride for his son in Canaan. That woman was not going to come out of the world. That woman was going to come out of his people. Just like Paul bringing the bridal message, the mystery of Christ, was not going to the world. It was going to the saints. Amen? Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Really get the markers out. Just mark it up. Okay. And he came, and he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water. Always going to be the word of God, isn't it? See, the Holy Ghost never going to give you anything but the word of God. He can only take the things of Christ and show them unto you. This is why it's at a well. And this woman has been to this well many times. Praise God. We're going to know this here in just a minute. And at that time of the evening, even the time when the women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water. And the daughters of the men of the city came out to draw water. Okay. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camel drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou shalt hast showed kindness unto my master. You think God the Father is so excited about you? You see what I'm saying? He wants that double portion. He was already excited about you when you're born again. There's the son, but see, he wants a daughter-in-law. He wants a double portion. He wants that full glory for his son. He sees this completeness. It was in ages past. It's the plan of God. His son's going to take that throne, and son, it's not good for man, you, to be alone. You're going to have a wife, and she's going to take that throne with you. So this is how excited and thankful the master, the father, is for this to be. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking,
that behold, Rebecca came out. Isn't that something? And you can put your name right there. Put your name right there. You came out. Amen. Who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, and wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. That's pretty close family there, ain't it? Amen, it is. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. Very important. She was down there just filling it up. And the servant ran to meet her. It's amazing how the Holy Ghost travels pretty quick to you, doesn't it? See, I've always told you that learning curve with the Holy Ghost like this. You let him take you, he'll take you quick. Praise God. He'll hit you like a ton of bricks. Hallelujah. And he said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. Now here's her response. And she said, drink, my Lord. And she hasted. That means she got right after it. And let down her pitcher upon her head that gave him drink. And when she had done, giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for the camels also until they have done drinking. Isn't that something? He prayed for that. Isn't that amazing what happens? Isn't that amazing, that transformation from glory to glory that's happening in you? Do you know how much prayer has been upon your life from the Godhead? Know it. This is you. And she hasted. She ain't slowing down. And she emptied her pitcher into the trough. She said, I want it all. I'm just pouring it out. And you know what? She probably didn't even know why. Do you even know why you go after this? Sometimes you don't, but I'm telling you why. It's because he loved you. He loved you. He chose you because he loved you. I don't have time to understand. I just have time to praise him and thank him. He's moving fast. So she emptied her pitcher into the trough. And what did she do? And she ran again unto the well to draw water, to draw for all his camels. Boy, she realized, boy, after meeting the Holy Ghost, it was endless. More and more of that water, more and more of the Word of God. I don't know if we're going to get through this. And the man, here it is, wondering at her. That word wondering means he was giddy. He was giddy. Couldn't contain himself. He said, oh, this is the bride for my master's son. Do you know how the Holy Ghost dotes upon you? He's giddy. Do you know how giddy he is right now? Because your heart is fluttering because you know this word and you realize, this is me. I'm reading about me. This is the mystery, praise God, that was hidden, that now is revealed, that was given to Paul for you and for me. And the man wondering at her, he held his peace. He had to hold it together. To wit, whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight, two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weights of gold, and said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel. Oh, yes. Isn't that? She's the daughter of the house of God. The son of Milcah, which has she bare unto Nahor. She said, moreover unto him, we have straw and provender enough and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. How many thousands of times had that woman gone down there and filled her pitcher? Come on. You know it. She'd been there many, many times. She knew it. But why was it completely different this time? Because the Holy Ghost met her at the well. And you know that that water, by the grace of God, that's the Word of God. And I thank the Lord, praise God, how we all begin, born of God, born again. And we drink of that water. We feast upon the Word of God, and we continue on and drinking that wondrous Word, that water. Amen. But then there's more. And this was an appointment in divine. Same divine appointment, praise God, of this message. For all the years we've come in here, this message has been preached. The reason it was different, because the messenger from the Father met her at that well, and he told her something she didn't know. And you have to think about this. Being in such a close relation, she knew of the family. Amen. Come on. This was her brother's daughter. That close. So she knew him. She knew who Abraham was. Confident she knew who Isaac was. See, a child of God knows who the Father is. A child of God knows who Christ Jesus is. But it takes the Holy Ghost to let you know who the bridegroom is. Amen. She had no idea. Been there thousands of times. But here, the servant, the Holy Ghost met her. She never heard of it. She had no idea about this bridegroom. And brothers and sisters, that's exactly with us. Without the infilling and the fullness of the Holy Ghost, you'll never understand or know that the Father wants you to marry his Son. And that's the truth. And she was satisfied going to that well. She's probably a happy young girl. All the different things and all the time she went down there. It was great. But this was life-changing. This was, I mean, they were talking happy, great family. I got a great home. I've got a great future. I'm out of here. Because I just heard about this bridegroom that wants me. And it changed everything. Everything. Her whole life, praise God, was turned upside down. There was a drawing upon her. And it didn't take a lot of time. Matter of fact, just one day. Can't you stay a little longer, honey? Nope, got to go right now. And that's how this message, if you'll let it hit you. If you'll listen to this word, and you'll allow the Holy Ghost to fill you in the fullness of the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you what, it'll have the exact same effect on your life. Now, do you see her response here? How wonderful. She was completely given over to him. The joy that hit her. She didn't just give him water, she gave the camels water. And then she also said, hey, we got lodging for you too. And I pray that's our response to the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters. We're in this church age of the fullness of it. And by the grace of God, let us not just receive this message, but let it be everything to us. Let's go on with it, and let's go out with it. Now look again how the Holy Ghost, he was just overwhelmed. That verse 21 where it said, how sweetly he wondered at her. That really does. He was just giddy. The Holy Ghost is absolutely giddy about us. I'm telling you, he just can't even contain himself right now. There she is. This is the goodly pearl from my master's son. This is everything from ages past. What the Lord was in love with. He saw us before the foundation of the world in love. And the Holy Ghost was there. This was known. Praise God. The Holy Ghost knew, praise God, this plan. He's part of the Trinity. The anticipation for him to go. The anticipation for Jesus to ascend, to send him. He was waiting for this.
and excited, praise God. And the purpose and how speedily. And he had everything to give her. And he has everything to give us. As he told those disciples, oh, I have many things to say unto you, but when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he'll lead you and guide you into all truth. He will take the things of mine and show them unto you. That's everything, not parts, not pieces, but everything. All that the masters had were in his hands. Now, the evidence of that fullness, and we see it here in this woman very quickly. We not only hear him, but we welcome him into every part of our lives. Matter of fact, it just becomes our life. It doesn't mean that we become this person that we want to think is religious and holy. This is somebody who's in love. This is somebody who's in love. And I was thinking how we see it all the time, but I was thinking up at camp how in love we saw this. I saw someone in love with the Holy Ghost. Yeah, and I'll say his name, Isaiah, praying with his daddy, Eloi. And you can be a bad dude. But I think you're in love with Jesus, aren't you, son? He called you and he chose you. I was thinking about my precious niece, Amber. Praying with her babies. She didn't even know that it was in filling time for them. Here she is just going off fervent in the Spirit, and it was so, or that anointing was so rich and thick, it just went whoo right on her babies. And there they, what greater gift, could we ever share with our families than the Holy Ghost? I've told you. So sweetly, divinely, in so many different ways. But how powerful the Holy Ghost is. 15 years ago, about, I remember Satan, man, he thought he had such a foothold in my house. And but for God, and but for the power of the Holy Ghost, and we're talking about what was preached up there at camp, that spirit of power and love and a sound mind. I'm just so thankful to God. I always wanted a ranch home. I'm thankful we had a two-story that day. I had to get to the upper room. Meant that to me. So we're going up. We're right upstairs on that little landing. Brought them in. Things were dark, dark as I ever seen them. Dark. Remember the Lord just saying, worship me. Worship me. My whole family was looking at me like I was a nut. We're going to worship. I don't do that. Holy Ghost does. Didn't even say anything more except the language of the Holy Ghost. Flooded everybody, every vessel. There wasn't anybody that wasn't going to be praised. I'm telling you what, those bricks were ready to cry out in that house. And that power swept in, and it was done. It was done. Power. Love, and a sound mind. I could go on and on. But I'm just going to tell you this. Everybody in here needs to lay hold of that. You want to, and I know in your heart today, you want to. And if we're ever really going to receive this proposal that we're hearing, you're never really going to go without the fullness. And I mean it, really. You got to be saturated with the Holy Ghost. You want to be saturated with the Holy Ghost. You just want it. Because he wants you to be saturated with that. He wants you to be full of the Holy Ghost. He wants you to pray in the Spirit. Don't try to veer off into portions of Scripture and to say, this is my excuse why I don't. There isn't.
That's just the enemy trying to do. Paul even himself says, I'm glad I speak more than you all in that language. You need him to edify in your being. Vitally. You need that power. We all talk about feeling. You want that. And it ain't just a feeling. It's power. Now, I'm going to tell you this. She was the one. And I'm not trying to flatter you. And that servant wasn't flattering her. It was a divine appointment. There wasn't anybody else there that day. That's you. I ain't flattering you. It's grace. It's grace. Grace has given you this divine appointment. This is where we're at. And all this woman did was she listened. And she responded. And in that response, by the grace of God, she said, I'll go. I'm just going to go. And see, the Holy Ghost doesn't just give you a message. See, that witnessing there, he doesn't just give it to you. You've heard this bridal message. Even today, I'm telling you right now, everybody who is sitting here today hearing this. Because God's not a respecter of person. He just put an earring on you and bracelets. I'm just telling you, he has. It wasn't after anything. She didn't even say, I'll go yet, did she? Think of that. It's all there for you. Put it all on you. What's it mean to you?
Everything.
Everything, doesn't it, Hagen? There ain't even anything that could be compared. So here we have today, don't we? Another day. Another glorious, full grace day. To have this. To at least let it begin. Or maybe you're a Timothy. As Paul said, stir it up, son. Don't miss it. Stir up that gift. You have this message. You're his vessel, son. And yes, even a Timothy, even a Paul, can get discouraged. But what's going to be today? Really? I love the Lord. I love how gracious he is to us. I love how gracious he is to me. I know kind of what he's going to say. I stand in awe with him every single time. As my mom says, and I think I got just what she got, but I needed it for faith, Mama. Sometimes I don't say things real clear, real well. My speech might not be eloquent. But I'll tell you what, the Spirit gives me words. And he's giving you the word today. What you gonna do? Don't you think it's time to make a move? Those pews should be empty. And this altar should be full. Let's pray. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going. Hallelujah. In your precious name. Amen. Come on, let's pray.